We're halfway through tonight's program. Tomorrow's your favorite day, isn't it?
You know what it is?
It's a
TV theme song Thursday. Oh, I can't wait.
First time in 6 years you'll be playing theme songs on the air.
You know I love it. It's my favorite
so
day.
So we'll get some of those old ones, maybe some new ones.
Oh, no, definitely new ones.
Rob has heard that their television has progressed since 2008. Actually, for Rob, it's since 1998. More like 1988.
I was going to say, come on, keep going.
He doesn't notice it much, but there is other television.
Can I admit this to you? I'm going to admit this.
Okay. I can't wait.
The last program, TV show that I watched on a regular basis, I mean, network television.
Is this before DVR?
DVR, you know I've never worked one of those things. You know the last show I watched on a consistent basis?
All right, Grandpa. What?
You won't believe it. Come on, take
like the last series you actually sat down to watch on a consistent basis. Even though I watch, you know how much television I watch.
You watch everything.
I love the new stuff. I'm all about it. Hot in Cleveland starts its season tonight. Third season, I think. Fourth season, Hot in Cleveland. Betty White's on Hot in Cleveland. How can you not watch that?
I've seen it once or twice, but I don't watch it. I've seen it, but I don't like it.
Valerie Bertinelli looks amazing.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Seinfeld. That was the last show that I watched.
God.
When did that go off the air? When did that go off of the air?
10 years ago. 12 years ago? 02? 03?
Can you look that up, EP? When did that go off?
01 or 02. I want to say it was early part of the 2000s.
So I have not watched a TV show on a regular, appointment television. I was married back then. We would sit there, and every Thursday night, what time, 9 o'clock? We'd watch Seinfeld together. The divorce happened. I don't know what else happened, and I don't watch TV like that. Is that stunning?
No, I guess not. It could have been worse. It could have been the Golden Girls. You could have said, you know what? The last episode thing I watched, the seventh season of the Golden Girls, the fact that I even know it went seven seasons.
I know. How do you know it went seven seasons,
I remember
Mark?
It went seven. I don't know why. Okay, I don't even know what the years were, but I know it went seven seasons.
Great show.
Now, I think I saw Betty White was talking about it, I think, on one of the last Leno shows before Fallon took over. You don't watch Fallon at all or anything new like that? No late night, no nothing?
I watched the opener.
Watched
that
first one?
I loved it.
Okay. But no other television, no primetime TV, no reality stuff, no
Kardashian. I saw a little bit of the Vikings when that was on, what was that, A&E or whatever that was?
I'm not talking about that. 98 went off the air? Seinfeld?
Wow.
That's been 16 years? Seinfeld went off the air in 89 to 98?
Remember, I was married.
16 years you haven't watched a regular television series? No Grey's Anatomy, no Scandal, no Revenge?
Nothing.
New Dallas?
What kind of life am I living?
Dallas is back. Why don't you watch that show?
I haven't seen 1 minute of it.
Third season already on TNT. Reminder, Shep will be downtown Monday for opening day. Remember Matt Shepard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what you remember anymore. Join 11:30 WDFN The Fan before the game for a live broadcast at Coach's Corner, 1465 Center Street, right near Comerica Park. Party starts at 7 a.m. Get there early, for your free limited edition T-shirt thanks to Jason Wechter, the motorcycle lawyer. More info for you on Shep's opening day party. That's Shep in the Morning, 7 o'clock Monday for opening day at WDFN.com.
And let's say one thing.
One thing.
How long did our show run at night, Mark, from 7 to 11? So it wasn't like, you were taping stuff and going home. We were working every night.
Even before there was DVR and TiVo, they had these tapes you could stick in and
record. Yeah, but that was in the 80s. I did that. I just didn't do it in the 90s.
And now, DVR, open your world up, Rob.
I can't, Mark. When? When am I going to watch it?
Before you go to sleep, grab a TV show. You watch an hour show in 40 minutes. You watch a half an hour in 22.
Okay. All right.
So easy, schmeezy, Mr. Peasy. What you thinking?
All right, 248-848-1130.
You guys
sorry.
Back there watch any television?
Look at that. They don't watch.
Jesus, that must be. You would not want to know my habits. Seriously. I am an idol freak. You know, Idol's on tonight. I have been an idol freak.
Ask me how many Idol episodes I've watched.
None. You've never watched it. And I know Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent says, he had the best line about American Idol. Ted Nugent said, how many people watch? He was asked about it. He said, how many people watch that show? That's when it was at its height. 29 million. 30 million people. Okay. That means every week, 290 million Americans find a way to miss American Idol.
Right.
That was his feeling about AI, because he didn't like it very much.
And it's true.
It is true. I'm not denying that. I've just been an idol for. But here we have one guy who hasn't seen a series since the 90s. And it's Seinfeld, of all things. And I'm like, you know, I tape New Girl, Brooklyn Nine-Nine I love, Modern Family Tonight.
So you tape all that.
Suburgatory.
And then you'll go home and you'll watch.
No, I'll watch at night. Well, I'm having dinner or something.
I'm tired. I'll sleep. I go to sleep.
Look, we got a new routine here now, right? So we're not eating. Sometimes you do.
No, but I'm not eating.
No, because you know people are watching you now.
I'm not eating anything big.
By the way, you can watch us on ParkerTheMan.com, web streaming.
So you go home and eat tonight?
Yeah, I go home when we're done.
Late? You can't eat late. 10:30. I had dinner before I came.
10:30, I can't eat before because I like to be light on my feet. You can tell I'm light on my feet. And then at 10, I put the shows on.
Okay.
But I can watch a half an hour and 20 minutes, Rob. Don't have to flip through the commercial.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just telling you, I haven't seen anything since Seinfeld. Boop.
That's how it goes. Boop.
All right.
Big Bang Theory. Is that tonight? Is that tomorrow? The last episode ever? Who watches that? No, Big Bang isn't. It's the other one. How I Met Your Mother is ending.
Is that the last episode?
Last episode of How I Met You is next week, I think. And then a new show comes on. what was I going to tell? Oh, so anyhow, we're doing Jim Caldwell. But I want to get to the backup quarterback situation. I really do. Before we do anything else at 9 o'clock,
right.
I'll do a little hockey business and tell you this crazy story about the kid who left the ice. I want Rob's opinion.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
In the OHL. Okay, so Sean Hill signs. He's gone. You don't have the reliability of the last 4 years of
so
this guy.
So he signed for 1.7 to go to the Rams.
To go to the Rams. He's from Missouri. It's like a homecoming for him. He's 34. Figured it was time to go. Plus, he has barely played in 3 years with Stafford being all healthy. Not fairly healthy. He's been healthy. We thought he had a little China doll situation early, but he corrected it, and he's played every game. So Sean Hill is not needed very much. So he goes to the Rams and plays for Jeff Fisher. Now there's this opening at backup. Kellen Moore is the only other quarterback right now on the roster. It's acknowledged by even the Lions organization, Jimmy Devolano.
Thank you.
That
I'm flabbergasted.
That the lefty is not ready to go. That he's not NFL ready, should Matt Stafford go down. You have got to be prepared, Martin Mayhew, in the event. You know what you have to plan on? You have to plan on him going down. You have to think that Matt Stafford will not play 16 games. Odds are he won't. Why do I say that? Because if you look at the history now of the league, in the last 20 years, two decades, more often than not, more teams lose a quarterback and need their backup to replace him at some point in a season than the other way. There's not a year where, hey, only two backups played. Two starting quarterbacks went down. That doesn't happen that way. Look, we'll talk more about this, but I want to get your gauge, too. Is there a name out there? Is there a guy out there? Or do you trust Martin Mayhew to find the next great backup quarterback?
What about Tim Tebow? Would you bring him in?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just asking.
That's a fair question.
He's available.
Fair question.
He's available.
248-848-1130. Rob, that number again.
248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan. Yes, it's Wednesday. Yes, we're back, and we're doing our thing.